In Parshas Bahar, the pasuk says, "V'ha'aretz lo timacher litzmitot ki li ha'aretz ki girim v'toshavim atem yadi." You can't sell the land in Israel forever, right? It always goes back in the Yovel, because Hashem says it's mine, because you're girim v'toshavim with me. Okay, the Pshut Yoshal Mikra is very clear. Why can't we sell the land forever? Because it doesn't really belong, you can only sell something forever, it belongs to you. It doesn't really belong to us. We're just Geirim and Toshavim. We're just sojourners. We're just temporary residents by Hashem. We're just like guests of Hashem in the hotel. And, you know, you can't, you can lend someone your hotel room for a while, but you can't sell your hotel room forever. The Malbim here, he brings the Pashup shop, but he also, even though he's generally a Pashtun, he wants to say maybe a bit of a drush pshat. He says, what does it mean, ki gerim v'toshavim? He says, the aretz is this world, right? Hashemayim shemayim l'ashem v'an aretz nasan l'vnei adam. What are we? Why can't we buy and sell? Why shouldn't we buy and sell things forever? Because we're gerim v'toshavim. Says, we're not here in this world. This is not our permanent home. This is not where we belong. This is not our permanent place of residence in this world. He says, we're really imadi. We're like Hashem. We're with Hashem. We really belong to the Olam HaSel Yonim. Really, we come from the Olam HaSel Yonim. After 120, we go back to the Olam HaSel Yonim. You know, that's where we really live. We're just sojourning. We're staying for a while. This is a hotel room for 120 years for a business trip. We're here in this world. You know, you're here someplace temporarily in a business trip, so you don't do permanent transactions. If I go someplace on a business trip to China because I have to be in Shanghai for a week, I don't buy an apartment and set up furniture in Shanghai because that's not really where I live. And he says that the pasuk has given us a little perspective. Just like Hashem, he's really shy to the Shemayim. We're imadi. We're girim v'toshav matem imadi. We're really with Hashem. We really belong to the olam of ruchnius. We really belong to a different place. We're here temporarily. You have to have a perspective. Okay, it's important to have land, it's important to have nechassim, it's important to have money, but what's really nitzchi? It's not whoever dies with the most money doesn't win, right? There's nothing nitzchi in this world. Nitzchi is only in the next world. Therefore, we have to perspective and know that, yes, it's important to have the house and to have the car and to have everything, but like that's not important. That's not really what's important. It reminds me of the famous story they say, I think it's true, I think they said about Harry Fishel, maybe, he was a big veer, that once he went to visit the Chafetz Chaim, so the Chafetz Chaim was living in a hovel with, you know, broken furniture and whatever and everything, like, not just pashtus, a little less than pashtus. He says, you're such a big rabbi. You know, like, you know, where's your furniture? So he says back, you're such a big veer. You're a millionaire. Where's your furniture? He says, what do you mean where's my furniture? Our furniture's back, like, in another country on the other side of the ocean, like, I'm just passing through. Chafetz Chaim says, yeah, I'm also just passing through. What do I need to worry about if I'm just passing through? So maybe it's a good, even though, you know, perhaps we're not doing real estate, the Yovel's not knowing, but even when the Yovel's not knowing, it's good to remember that Girim v'toshavim atem imadi, we're really imadi with Hashem, and in this world we're just passing through, and so when we're passing through, we have to be responsible for ourselves, and we have to make sure we have what we need and take care of things, etc. But still, put it in perspective, we're just passing through. What the physical things we have in this world are good for their time and place, but are not the real goal in life. Our real goal is that while we're passing through, to do what we need to do, so that we can get to the nitzchias of where we really belong. Shabbat shalom.